USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A military ship that's docked at a naval base in San Diego has caught fire, and first responders are having difficulty containing the blaze. The San Diego Fire Rescue Department says multiple agencies responded to the emergency aboard the USS Bonhomme Richard. 18 of the sailors are being treated for smoke inhalation. They're still investigating the cause of the fire. San Diego Fire Chief Colin Stahl.
We pulled all of our personnel first off the ship when we realized we were not going to be able to confine the fire to a small area. Then as soon as the personnel started getting off the ship, there was an explosion, and we received confirmation from the Navy that there is live ordnance on the ship.
The Navy says all crew members are off the ship and accounted for. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k now into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Alaroot listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer fees up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, just go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
President Trump wore a mask while visiting wounded members at Walter Reed National Military Center in Maryland. He was seen wearing the facial covering while walking with staff who also were wearing protection amid the coronavirus pandemic. The president also briefly wore a mask while visiting Ford Motor Company in Michigan in May, but this is the first time that he's actually been photographed wearing a facial covering. The president listened to the stories of the soldiers, answered their questions, and thanked them for their bravery, and told them that he loved them. The president was also accompanied by Mark Meadows, White House Chief of Staff. The price of gas is continuing to creep back upward. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
Just 2 cents in the past 2 weeks. The new average for regular is $2.24. It's been 31 cents jump over 11 weeks.
The lowest average price was in Houston, Texas. The highest was in the San Francisco Bay Area. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Trump administration is continuing to push for schools to reopen this fall. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos vows to have schools reopen nationwide for in-person classes in the fall, saying that it can be done safely in a matter amid the coronavirus pandemic.
They've been missing months of learning. Many of them are going to be so far behind, difficult to catch up.
DeVos also telling CNN's State of the Union the CDC guidelines are meant to be flexible.
Where there are little flare-ups or hot spots, that can be dealt with on a school-by-school or a case-by-case basis.
President Trump is sounding off to critics about his favorite hobby. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
President Trump says when he plays golf, it's for exercise. In a series of Sunday morning tweets, he said he almost never hits the links during the week, and even on weekends, it's usually a quick round of golf. He added that his predecessor, former President Obama, in his words, played more and much longer rounds than he does, and he took issue with news outlets, which he says park themselves anywhere they can to get a picture and then scream, "President Trump is playing golf again." Golf Newsnet claims that Trump has played 275 rounds as of this weekend since becoming commander-in-chief. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.